This is the K2IRT Weekly Thursday Night Net. New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club meets here on a weekly basis, 8 o'clock, with thanks to the good people who run this repeater. And with that, is there any check-ins for the K2IRT Net?
WB2PQR.
Okay, you got Abe out there, PQR. Anybody else? All right, that seems kind of quiet. Abe, how are you? We're on here with Charlie. How are things?
I'll say hello to everybody. Yeah, we, today we just did a couple of little things around the house, and we also went to Staten Island, to the home port. We went to the Fleet Week. Decided to go to Staten Island. It's nice and easier. It's easier to find a parking spot. Saw the boats and all these sailors, Marines, and Hammond, and everybody else. It was interesting and nice. We did it last year. We did it again this year, and it was very interesting. Very, very interesting. In fact, before they were in a, there was a couple of small cutters, and we went in, and it was interesting to see the that a lot of the stuff was is not American made. You know, I've seen some Yezus, a couple of ICOMs in there, and they just doctor it up to meet mil spec, and then they use it. I guess if it works, fine. You know, but it was interesting looking at some of the stuff, talking to some of the people there. Talking, you know, about the 50 caliber machine guns, the M60s, and we wanted to go into one of the other boats for that had a helicopter pad in the back of it. Three of the boats were Canadian, and two of the boats were American. One Coast Guard had some exhibits. I tried to get into the mobile command van for the police, and they didn't allow that. I had the misfortune of having a TA-issued knife in my back pocket, and the guy said it's a no-no, so I had to walk like half a mile around and out and put it back in the car and come back in again. Other than that, everything's fine. Enjoying the weather. It's definitely a nice day to go. So, KS2WR in the group, WD2PQR, courtesy of the K2IRT.
Wow, sounds like a great day, Abe. Sounds like a real great day. Hey, how long is Fleet Week on? I know it must be for a week. Why don't you get the, take the YL over there just to check that out? They let you go on the boats and whatnot?
Oh, sure. They let you go on the boats, and we were there when the kids were playing around with the 50 caliber machine guns. They were, you know, cocking them, and they were pushing the buttons and all around, and they were in a couple of Zodiac boats, and the horns, they were there. It's all week. It's a whole week. And it culminates, I think, on Monday. They leave on Tuesday. And anybody can go in. It's over the weekend. If you had yesterday's paper, they had a listing of in the Daily News of Fleet Week, and they told you all the times that they had everything and where they're going to be and what exhibits they have. You know, a couple of them rappelling off the choppers and stuff like that. But it's very interesting. It's very nice.
Yeah, I remember as a kid, my dad worked on the fireboat down there in Staten Island. I remember as a kid, we used to go down there with the cousins to the fireboat. We'd run around and, you know, aim the guns around with the wheels. That was a lot of fun. Yeah, that was a good deal. So with that, I'll put it over to Charlie. WB2YZX, KF2WR.
W2FBR Mobile. Good evening, gents. All right, we got Steve there. Good evening, Steve. And I'll throw it over to you in a second. And good to hear you in there, Abe, of course. And sounds like fun with the boats there. I was going to start down a ferry this morning, but that doesn't count. I saw the whole a parade of ships going by right from my window. What was it, yesterday, I guess. And I know sometimes I think I should have joined the Navy. Looks like a lot of fun. So let me give it a speed there. W2FDR, WB2YZX.
Okay, this is
Charlie Bravo, Charlie Bravo,
Charlie Bravo.
Okay, Charlie, very good. How you doing there, Abe and Andy?
W2FBR Mobile. Just got home, stumbled off the commuter bus and making my way to go grab some dinner. So that's what I'm up to. So I'll be in here for a couple minutes at least. I actually worked Lobby a couple of times, for everyone's information. I worked him about two or three times so far when he was on vacation. I worked him when he was in Missouri and then in Ohio on 40 meters. And that was kind of fun. Interesting talking to him about 1,000 miles away instead of, you know, 10. So, anyway, nothing really to add. It's my Friday night. I'm going to grab some dinner, and that's that. So, hope everybody is doing well, and unlike myself, I hope nobody has allergies, because they're killing me this last week or so, but I have to soldier through another couple of weeks of this. So that's that. That's my story, and I'm stuck with it. WB2YZX with the K2IRT group. This is W2FBR Mobile.
You can take it, Andy.
Steve, good evening. How are you? Hey, Steve, what's the frequency for that night watch those guys do? 7188 KC. That's the frequency. Or 7.188 megahertz for all you young whippersnappers. I should talk, but yep, that's it. Those guys usually start up around now, about 8 o'clock, and it runs for a couple hours. Very nice bunch of guys. That and the 7272 Ranchers group and the 1721 group on 160 meters are all affiliated. They're all sister nets. Yeah, I'm hearing some November 8s in there. I'm just going to sit here and tune around and see if I hear our buddy out there. KF2WR, with that, I'll put it over to Abe, WB2PQR from KF2WR.
All right, KF2WR, WB2PQR in the group. Let me let it drop for a second if anybody else would like to join the red group.
KB2VQ, checking in.
Okay, let me see if I got that right. That's KB2 Victor Echo Quebec, VEQ.
That's affirmative, Abe. This is...
All right, very good. All right, we'll give it over to you in a second. Speaking of Steve, I've been... The last couple of days, the hay fever is really terrible. When I go down to my car, I just wash it occasionally, and... The whole car is full of pollen, and it's breathing. I've been coughing. My eyes have been tearing. Really, really bad news. So hopefully, it'll go away. Seems it doesn't even want to go away when it rains. It's pretty bad too. It moves around. You can look at it. It clumps under the trees. Okay, I'll give it over to KB2VEQ, WB2PQ on the group.
Val, go ahead and pick it up. W2FBR Mobile.
Oh, maybe he ran into a bad location. I'll let it drop every couple of seconds or, you know, a few minutes or so and see if he gets back, and we'll hand it over to him. All right. Very good. Yeah, so you know what you can do? If you hear Robbie on, just put the microphone near the speaker and just do a crossband. It's fully legit over here, so through the control operator, it'd be interesting to hear him. I'm sure he had a good trip. I had some friends over at Dayton also, and one of these days I'll go back again. I enjoy the old military nets that they have there, and I got a hold of an old Motorola MT500 that's on 49 meg. So I'm going to put 120 cycle guard tone on, so it'll talk to all the other new radios that are around there. Okay, Val, if you're in there, pick it up. Say B2VQWPQR in the group. Okay, I guess I'll break him when he wants. Charlie, pick it up, WB2YZX, WB2PQR. And let us know a little bit more if people are listening about the your digital work.
Okay, WB2PQR, WB2YZX. I've been doing a little bit of everything with digital, packet, PSK, Olivia. Name it, I like to try them all. And I basically just used one of those Ilfo $40 interfaces, which is nothing but an opto isolator with some transformers, and that's about all you need, really. And actually, I've made a lot of decent sporadic e-openings on 10 meters in the last month. In fact, I've probably made about several dozen contacts on 10 meters. And it's not open today, but you know, I give a listen when I get home, and sometimes it's sort of, the other night, I think it was Monday night, it was open at about 10, 11 o'clock at night. I was working down there, mostly down south, but I've gotten as far as, I got a couple in Argentina, so that's worth a listen if you got the antenna for it. It's sporadic, that's why they call it sporadic E, I guess, but it's fun when it opens up. I was even operating FM Simplex on 10, which is kind of a deja vu, like kind of like the old AM days. But that's about it on this end. Over to you, Andy, I guess. KF2WR, WB2YZX.
WB2YZX, KF2WR. Yeah, I got the 7188 on here, and just drifting in and out, just seeing if I can monitor our buddy. But just give me a few more minutes with that. I'll push it over to Abe, and then we'll just go around the wheel. Oh, by the way, hello, Val. How are you? WB2PQR, KF2WR. Okay, I think I'm back with you.
All right, pick it up, Val. It's all yours.
All right, just thanks, Abe. Hello to, I think they said Steve in there, and Charlie, and Andy. Hello to everybody on the K2RT.net tonight. And I just saw the Sailors on the TV. They were watching the Yankees game. The Yankees went in 6-0 over the Orioles. So they're doing a pretty good job over there at Yankee Stadium. And I'll just go around, let you guys go around again, get the flavor of the Kool-Aid here in the mix. And I didn't know, I wanted to find out from Charlie if he picked up anything on the recent space shuttle mission.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of noise on your last translation, just about the NA. You want to ask me something about the, space station?
Yeah, roger that. I had to go grab the battery charger, that's why I couldn't get in to you guys, but I can hold it for a little bit until it warms up again. KUTV2, over to you, John.
KF2WR here.
What you're doing,
he got back yesterday
in Brooklyn. He's just trying to start unloading the place with the disaster. He doesn't have a radio ready to get on the net, but he does pass along his howdy duties to everybody. So he'll be on next week, he said, without a doubt. So that's where it stands. You tell me you got 8 DVDs full of pictures, so I'm sure that's going to make for an interesting next face-to-face meeting. With that, I'll push it over to Steve, W2FBR from KF2WR.
Mobile. Well, I'm glad to see that he made it home okay. And, boy, I'll bet you he's probably got a trillion pictures to show everybody. Anyhow, gents, I'm in front of the restaurant here. I'm going to treat myself to a Chinese buffet and I guess stuff myself silly. So I'm going to sign out of here at this point, but I couldn't resist just jumping in here and saying hello for a few minutes while I was in the mobile. say hello to all of you. So, anyhow, I guess any beer to MC tonight. So, Val, Charlie, Andy, Abe, anyone else who may be listening, you folks have a good night tonight and enjoy it. It's such a nice evening, I may even go out for a walk. I'm probably going to need it after I have dinner. So, Abe, over to you, and good night all. 7-3, and God bless. Catch you in here next week. WB2BTQR, blah, blah, blah. And my bridge work is flipping here. The K2IIT Group, W2FB Automobile, Hazlitt, New Jersey. Listening out.
AXES, does this thing still work?
Sure it does. Welcome home, the sailor. Go right ahead.
I just got off the phone with Andy here, and I ran upstairs. I can't keep me off the radio too much. I told him I wasn't going to be on, but hey, what the heck. Just wanted to fire it up and say hi to the gang. Yeah, it's been a long, long ride, I got to tell you. Took a look and took a photograph of the speedometer there. I have a trip meter, a separate trip meter, and I went 8,313 miles since April 18th. So, boy, is my Jeep tired. I don't know who all is in here, but it's nice to be back. You got WA2AXZ.
You got W2FBR. Boy, now we're back from a 1,000-mile hike to 10 miles. How you doing, Lobie? I was just signing out. I'm going to go in here before they close this restaurant, but I couldn't resist one more try and just say hello to you. Now, I guess I'll catch up with you on the landline somewhere along the line.
That's good. That's good, Steve. Well, we'll get together. I'll be back at the Funny Farm, good old 53rd Street, on Tuesday, and we'll give it another go. Yep, had a good run around the country, and definitely Dayton was a lot of fun. Had a lot of fun there. Bruce Striga was there, and he was at the party, and he had a big surprise at the campground when we had our big party. The chairman and the vice chairman of the entire Dayton committee that does all the hamvention came there to have a chat with us, so everyone was honored to be with the gang there. That's it. I don't know who's playing NCS today, Abe or Charlie or Andy, but you guys pick it up. Give me a second to put things away. I can't find my seat. I know it's underneath this pile of stuff here.
W2CMA, repeat, PL 1148.
That's as no one wants to say anything. I will. How you doing, Lobie? Good to hear you back, and we were wondering what side of the Mississippi you were on, so you must be a bit tired. 8,000 miles, that's, I'm sure you had a good time, that's all I have to say. I know I was envious just looking at all those pictures you sent, and I'm sure you have a lot more. So, Andy, over to you.
Group, welcome back, Bob. Always a pleasure. Nice to have you back. And don't be in no hurry to get back up there to 53rd Street. It was, the average busy day today. One substation flood, one fire, whatever. So, not too hurry to get back to that stuff. And, I can't wait to see the pictures. Can't wait to see the pictures and hear the stories. I know there's got to be a ton of them. And when you come back in rotation, you let me know if you got the oil change in that Jeep along the way. I know I go around the country, I like to stop at least once to change out those viscous fluids. And with that, I'll put it over to the, and Steve is gone, and I'll put it over to Abe and to Val, WB2PQR, from KF2WR, the K2IRT Group.
Right, very good. Another interesting thing I did is, in the newspaper, they had an article about Floyd Bennett Field. It seems that it's part of the Gateway National Park, as everybody knows. But I didn't know that you were able to go camping, in fact. I did all my camping already anyway, but I wanted to go in and see. So I went in there, and I was thinking about joining one of their old warbird restoration committees over there. So I went in there. Needless to say, it was closed. But we ended up going a little further up, and they had these nice model airplanes, RCs that the guys were doing. So we spent a good 3-4 hours over there talking with them and going there. And I don't want to start new hobbies. A couple are enough, and there's so many other things to do. But it's interesting you learn about these things. And when you get into the Floyd Bennett Field, to that area, it is not part of Brooklyn. It's just totally, totally different. You think you're back in the Cretaceous area with the dinosaurs and everything else, where you see the trees and the water. So that we enjoyed that thing. Okay, so let's see. Let's send it over to Charlie. WB2YZX, toss it around. WB2PQR at the group, courtesy of the K2IRT, New York City Transit Ham Radio Club.
Actually, I think this is Al's turn. Over to you, Al.
Thank you. This is KB2VQ. Glad to see that you're back, Lobie, if you're still there listening. Interesting. 8,000 miles, boy, I'm telling you. The last time I took 2 weeks off from work at one time, I didn't want to come back. So I guess you're a real trooper. You're all set. Talking about going back to work on Tuesday. Outstanding. Real trooper. I don't have much to say right now.
Okay, very good. And let me see. I got an email from Wally today. He was interested in. I said something about a 10 meter quad and a 20 meter Mach song. But what can I tell you? It's a month before field day, so I didn't answer. I didn't want to. I'm hoping this too shall pass. But whatever. Over to you, Lobie. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
All right, WB2YZX of the world famous K2IRT group. I say world famous because I was walking around dates with that teacher, and some of the guys walked up to me, and they were in the fire department, and they said,
W6 and the K6 area, and listen, I enjoyed it. You're right about photographs. I took so many photographs, I put them in 8 DVDs. So there's a couple of thousand shots in here that, and movies too for that matter. Let me just drop it one more time.
Yeah, the funniest one was me up on Pike's Peak, because they had a major snowstorm there the night before I went up, and you couldn't drive up there. The only thing that was going up there was that cog railway. And when you're down at sea level, or whatever Colorado Springs is, it's about 65, 70 degrees. It's a nice spring day. When I got up to the top of the mountain, we were in the middle of the snowstorm. It was 19 degrees. The snow and the wind was whipping around. And I enjoyed it. I love 19 degrees. That's my temperature, snow. So I took a little movie up there, and it was just fantastic being up on top of the mountain. And then going to Grand Canyon and looking at the world's biggest pothole, that was good, too. I'm not going to talk too long because I could talk forever. I've seen a heck of a lot. And I'll show up some pictures there when the gang gets together for the next meeting, whenever that's going to be. Back to you, Charlie. WB2YZX. You got WA2AXZ.
Okay, that'll be very good. And you got 8 DVDs worth of pictures. Imagine if you had film to be developed. That would be quite expensive. That's the beauty of these digital cameras, I tell you. So, let me see, nothing much else new on this end. I've been corresponding mostly with, Ken every day, and Wally a few times a week. And Wally is all excited about Field Day, and yeah, man, it's just a month away. So I'm looking forward to that. We always have a good time. So let me see. Andy, I guess you get it. KF2WR WB2YZX.
WB2YZX in the group, KF2WR. Yeah, we got our plans pretty much put together for Field Day. One or two more things to do on the beam. And we all discussed it, and we're going to keep it really a simple Field Day. It's going to be 3 antennas and the UHF, VHF stuff. 3 antennas, 3 stations, and a lot of operators and a lot of camaraderie is what we're all looking for here. And Wally's got the list of operators. He sent out an email. I don't think he attached them, though. The schedule, for lack of a better term. And, hey, Lobo, you could bring over the camper this year instead of sleeping in the car. Wouldn't that be cool? KF2WR. And with that, I'll put it over to Abe, WB2PQR.
Hey, very good. Yes. I remember doing something back in 1969. I took the trip cross-country. It was nice, but we did it quickly. I remember we did it in a Toyota Corolla. And we stopped in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and Las Vegas. And we did it in 2.5 days. I was there because we never got out of the car, in fact. For gas and incidentals. So I know it's a nice trip. We got back from Las Vegas about 3-4 weeks ago and went to see Hoover Dam and the Grand Canyon, so we know exactly what you're talking about. It's very awe-inspiring. And then they had something on the Discovery Channel, so we watched that also. And it's very interesting. Don't have to go overseas when you can go over land. And Charlie, on a quickie, when you're talking about the FM, you're talking about 29.6, right?
Hey, 29.6, right on that spot where 10 meters opens. Give a holly, almost always have someone come back.
Yeah, I know. I like that frequency. Maybe I'll just resurrect my... I've got a 100-watt mobile, FM mobile. So I got it. I used it in the car for a while. It's an old Midland. Excuse me, an old unit. That, it's an EEPROM that changes it. I picked it up on eBay years ago. Used it quite often in the car. We had it forward, and then we stopped. Maybe I just resurrected it and put it back on.
put it on my 40-meter dipole in the attic, and we'll go that route. Man, this hay fever is knocking me out. Okay, KB2VEQ. WB2PQR in the group. Pick it up, pal.
Roger, this is KB2VEQ. Lobi, I got a breakdown and get me a new car or something. My transmission went on me and I got it in the shop now, so I'm grounded for right now. Well, I do have the Beamer, but I don't like using that much. When my wife hit a pothole with that thing and bust the front tire and rim and everything, that's not for New York City traffic. So I don't drive to third place. But wait to get my Pathfinder back out. I told him to pick it up in Jersey today. And working on it over and I don't know if I could be back to
enjoy the rest of your evening, you too, Abe. And Val, always a pleasure.
And I'll catch up. I'll probably see you around field day sometime. With this, this will be KF2WR. I'm just going to listen out here and make this my 73 round. I'll talk to you guys later. KF2WR, put over to YWP2YZX.
All right, Andy, you be good. Maybe this noise will clear up a little bit. If Steve's out there, I'm going to try to get on 160. Now that you got me started, I'll see if I can get on and see if the gang is up there or not. If they are, hey, what are you going to do? Get WA2AX.